It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Facebook seems to be taking a cue from Don Draper, you know, from the TV show Mad Men. Listen to this. Here's Draper pitching an ad.
There's the rare occasion when the public can be engaged on a level beyond flash if they have a sentimental bond with the product.
And here's Facebook's Mike Hofflinger from yesterday announcing a new approach for brands on Facebook.
Lots of ads can add up to noise. Lots of stories are actually the basis of our relationships. Ads are good, but stories, it turns out, are better.
Facebook is attempting to lure advertisers by letting them act more like people and form human relationships. A brand can have a Facebook timeline, just like people. And ads are no longer called ads, they're called stories. Brands are people too, or something like that, even though they're not. Molly Wood, executive editor at CNET, how is this going to affect how Facebook looks for me?
You'll see more ads in that right-hand column. You'll start to see ads in your mobile Facebook experience, which is something new for them. You'll also, though, see sponsors being able to buy their way into your newsfeed with sponsored posts that actually show up, you know, in among your friends' status updates and baby pictures. And you'll also start to now see ads when you log out of Facebook, too. You'll get those kind of desperate feeling chase after you ads that say, are you sure you don't want to click on Zappos again?
Oh, so they're like those kinds of friends. Come back.
Exactly.
I want to talk to you. Let's hang out. Why is this happening? Why is Facebook doing all these new things with advertisers?
Well, Facebook is about to go public, and they have to really demonstrate to marketers and to potential shareholders that they have a way to make money.
Ah, yes, making money. But when you combine friendship with business, it doesn't always go so well. So in the new Facebook, you might be talking to your friend about going out to eat, and then a local restaurant you like might jump into the conversation and say, hey, come eat here. Personally, I don't enjoy it when a friend tries to sell me something. It gets awkward.
We have to recognize that not everybody wants to engage with a brand as a person.
That's William Ward, social media professor at Syracuse University. He says if this new system works well, it could be helpful instead of obnoxious.
If we were talking about Las Vegas and Facebook was paying attention and said, hey, your favorite band is playing in Las Vegas on Saturday, we can help you get tickets for it, and I didn't know they were playing, that to me would actually not be intrusive, but helpful.
Facebook timelines for brands is already in effect. The one for the New York Times is kind of interesting. It goes back to 1851. I didn't even know they had Facebook back then. You can find our Marketplace Tech Report page there, too. It will soon convert to a timeline page, and we will appear to be a person. Presenting the
Robot Roundup.
Very useful robot edition.
Robots
are finding things you've lost. Emu 2 from Japan is about 3.5 feet tall, has a face like Hello Kitty, and can scan a room for lost objects like a watch or a TV remote. You can't buy Emu 2 yet, though, so you're stuck on Channel 4.
Robots
are helping fish. Turns out fish are kind of stupid and easily tricked into following a robot fish like the one being developed at NYU. The idea is to eventually use it to lead schools away from oil spills and other dangers. And
robots
are performing the theme to James Bond, which isn't useful but kind of fun. You're hearing it now. It's a swarm of quad rotors, like helicopters but more blades, and they're autonomous, programmed, not controlled. They fly over strings, keyboards, and drums. Okay, it's not great music, but among robots, these guys are Jimi Hendrix. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.